Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we have a special bonus episode where I'm going to share more about what it means when you have a personal planet in retrograde. The main personal planets in your natal chart include the Sun and Moon, Mercury, Venus, and Mars. The Sun and Moon are always direct, but there are times and at different cycles when Mercury, Venus, and Mars are in retrograde. And if you came through and entered the physical world during a retrograde period, this is a significant energy for you to understand about your lifetime, the energies that you're moving through, and your soul growth. So I'm going to specifically talk about natal Mercury, natal Venus, and natal Mars in retrograde, and what they could each mean if these are, in fact, retrograde in your chart. Mercury is retrograde about 3 or 4 times a year. Venus is retrograde every 18 months. And Mars is retrograde about every 2 years. So these each have a different cycle of energies, and it can be a very intentional soul choice to be born with a planet in retrograde. So I hope this gives you some insights and understandings in how to work with these energies. When a personal planet is in retrograde, it often requires more energy for you to learn from in this lifetime, meaning that retrograde planet is going to bring up more lessons, more opportunities to do something differently. It could be that you even realize that that retrograde planet is requiring more of your time, energy, and attention in this lifetime. So I'll talk about what it means when each planet is retrograde. Now keep in mind, I do have additional podcast episodes for you on each of these planets. So there is a separate podcast on Mercury, there's one on Venus, and there's one on Mars, and how these energies are different through each of the 12 astrological signs. So if, for example, you have Venus retrograde in Virgo, I'd recommend that you go listen to that Venus podcast where I talk about the Venus in Virgo energies, and that might give you more insights into what you're working with in this lifetime. The same can be said for Mercury retrograde. If you have, say, Mercury in Cancer, please listen to that Mercury podcast. And if you have Mars in Capricorn, but it's retrograde, please listen to the Mars podcast. I think it's beneficial to look at these energies from a place of learning and to understand that there is power in your choices in this area of your life. When you have a retrograde personal planet, it could be that you're really meant to do something differently in this lifetime. You're meant to see something you didn't see before. You're meant to rework, reprogram, recalibrate some energies. And this is where there can be a lot of karma. Retrograde planets reveal the karma or the energies that aren't quite finished, where you're having a do-over, where you're meeting people that are very familiar and you're having an opportunity to interact with them in a different way. Each of these personal planets, Mercury, Venus, and Mars, is also about relationships. First, it's your relationship to yourself. With Mercury, it's how you think. With Venus, it's how you relate. With Mars, it's how you go after what you want at a very basic level. So you're reworking energies within yourself, which are then going to show up in your relationships with other people. There could be very strong relationship themes for you around these natal retrograde planets. And keep in mind that you might not have any of these planets in retrograde, in which case this information most likely wouldn't apply to you or it wouldn't resonate as much. But if you do have one of these planets in retrograde, it's important to understand that at a soul level, there's things that you really wanted to work through intentionally. So in addition to having perhaps maybe some karma or unfinished energies associated with these personal planets, you could also find that this is an area of your life where you have to do things twice or multiple times in order to really change something or to learn more about how you want to show up. And this shows up through the retrograde energy, where the energy is internal first. It feels comfortable when it's retracted, when it's within you. And it could be that it requires more energy or effort for you to share this part of yourself or to share this part of your journey. A retrograde energy wants to stay inside. It can be more contemplative. It can be more reflective or internal. It's an energy where maybe you want to sit with something longer. before you speak it or share it or go for it. So keep in mind that that retrograde planet is going to be requiring more time, energy, and attention from you throughout your life as you're learning how to work with the energy intentionally, as well as how to have a process with it. So for example, the Mercury retrograde means that you probably want more time to sit with something, to think it through, maybe to write it out. It could be that you have to write a draft before you're clear on what you really want to speak or say. That Mercury needs more time to process and think. Venus retrograde could mean that you need more time to develop healthy relationships, to really understand your value, your worth, to really give yourself a deeper knowingness of who you are and what you need in order to receive. So this Venus retrograde could benefit by going slower, slower in relationships, slower in things that she wants to buy or purchase. That's because that internal retrograde energy needs time to understand the core energy of herself, her value, and her self-worth. Mars retrograde can mean that you need more time before you take action. It could be harder to assert yourself. It could be harder to understand who you are and what you want to go for. And maybe you just feel like you need to sit on the sidelines a little bit more, so to speak, before you get out there and go for it. And this is part of who you are. It's part of understanding this is how you were energetically made. And it's important to know that there is a very intentional reason for these energetic choices, meaning at a soul level, again, there's something you're really trying to rework. This is an area of life where you really wanted to grow. And so the retrograde planet is requiring that pullback or that slowdown. It is requiring more attention, more awareness, and greater consciousness. Now, the expression of each of these planets changes based on the astrological sign that it's in, as well as the house placement of the sign. So if you have Mercury retrograde in Leo, you really want to understand what that Leo energy is about, how that Mercury wants to express itself through the intentions and energies of Leo. But then when it's retrograde, remember that energy gets pulled in first. It needs more time and it wants to have an internal process before the energy is unleashed or shared with others. So this is also where I recommend listening to the podcast on Mercury in your natal chart and listening to where the information on Mercury in Leo is. And then that gives you some insights into what you are reprogramming, reworking, and reconsidering in this lifetime. And as I mentioned, the same is true for Venus and Mars. Listen to those podcasts, go right to whichever astrological sign each of those planets is in, and then understand this is where you are working with this energy throughout your life, and you're infusing more consciousness and more intention. Now, one thing I have observed about these personal retrograde planets is that not only is this an area of life where you have to do more work, meaning you could have repeating themes in your life. It's sort of like, why does this keep coming around? Why do I keep having these same lessons? What am I not seeing? And I've observed that that can be very karmic in terms of unfinished business. There's something at a soul level that was unfinished for you in other lifetimes, and this retrograde planet is bringing your attention back to that matter. It's asking you to look at how you communicate, or how you love, or how you go for what you want. It's asking you to really pay attention to this part of your life, because once you understand this energy in yourself, it's going to help you master it. You're going to develop, again, a process and a way to work with this energy that's really supportive of who you are without feeling like the energies are working against you. And that's something that can be kind of this lower perception of a retrograde planet, is that yes, it can bring up more difficulties for you that you maybe perceive other people don't have, where you're like, why do I always struggle with this area of my life? Why is it always so difficult for me to get going, or it takes me longer to do something? Well, if you have Mercury retrograde in Cancer, you really have to feel safe and ready to do something, and you really have to feel it. There has to be something within you that feels like it's time to make moves. And until that happens, you aren't energetically programmed to just go for it. You're just not. So that's why understanding these retrograde planets can really help you accept yourself more and understand how you are designed to do things differently and how you can make the most of that. So not only is the astrological sign important for the retrograde personal planet, but so is the house placement. And I do have a separate episode for you about the 12 houses of the astrological wheel, what each house is about. The houses are the environments of life where the energy comes alive, where you see it and where you feel it. And that's where this retrograde planet is bringing your attention to. So if you have Venus retrograde in Capricorn in the second house, is really about money, finances, how you value yourself, what you believe you're worth, your relationship with yourself, your relationship with finances and money. And so the Venus retrograde will bring all of those matters to your attention, and it will probably bring about multiple lessons. And that is something the retrograde planets do, because what you're meant to do with these retrograde personal planets, you're meant to elevate the energy. And what I mean by that is that every astrological sign has a lower consciousness and a higher consciousness. And that retrograde planet could be stuck in a lower consciousness expression, especially if it's frustrated you throughout your life. If a Mars retrograde has just been really frustrating for you throughout your whole life, you probably have a lower consciousness around it, where you haven't been able to manifest what you want. You haven't been able to go for things. You felt stuck. You feel like there's all these blocks, or there's lots of hoops you have to jump through. Like, you could really have a stuck energy in this part of your life. And the retrograde planet, like, as I say this, I'm getting it as a as tires spinning in mud, where it's like, why won't this move? Why can't I get this going? And what you're meant to see is the higher consciousness or the higher expression of that astrological sign. So if that Mars retrograde in Cancer has been really difficult, really hard, and keep in mind, Mars isn't a natural fit in Cancer. So you do have to feel that you're ready to trust that there's a part of you that maybe wants to take some baby steps. Mars in Cancer is not a direct energy. It goes along the sidelines. It actually wants to take sideways steps and wants to move very tentatively to ensure it's okay. I should go for this. I should do this. So what you're looking at here is, what is the higher expression of this astrological sign? And that's where you grow. That's where that planet starts to get fresh energy, fresh inspiration, a higher consciousness about how it's meant to grow. So that Mars retrograde in Cancer needs to feel safe. And how do you do that? You tell yourself, no matter what happens, I am safe. I can handle this. I trust myself. As long as my heart is in it, as long as I know this is what I really want, then I'm ready to go for it. And so that Cancer energy, the higher expression, is trusting itself, believing that you can handle whatever comes your way, that you're not receptive to all the energies of the world. And another way that that energy can be strengthened is by looking at the opposite astrological sign. So in this example of Mars in Cancer, the opposite sign is Capricorn. And when you then look at Capricorn, and you see, oh, well, how does the Capricorn energy balance my Mars in Cancer? Well, that Capricorn energy has a backbone, has boundaries, is very strong, is very clear. Then you have something to work with in terms of balancing the energy and also ensuring that it might not feel as personal or that there's other ways to maneuver. So no matter if it's a Mercury retrograde, Venus retrograde, or Mars retrograde, you want to look at how to raise the consciousness, raise the expression based on that planet's natal astrology sign. Then you also can look at the opposite astrological sign for strength and balance. And this formula is really going to help get that retrograde planet out of its rut or out of where it's spinning its wheels and stuck. This requires doing things differently, seeing things differently, being willing to change, being willing to step out of a comfort zone, also to be very honest with yourself and very self-aware. So this is where the soul growth happens. Now, if that Venus is retrograde in Capricorn, she could feel like she always has to do everything on her own. Well, the higher expression of that Capricorn energy is that she's very strong, she's very clear, she knows what she wants, and she's able to be in her power without shutting people out, staying open to relationships, staying open to support. And the opposite sign of Capricorn is Cancer. And Cancer is where you allow people to help you. You allow yourself to be vulnerable and to say what you need. So that Venus retrograde in Capricorn, she thinks she has to do everything on her own. No one knows what her struggles are. No one knows where she needs help. But when she softens or when she allows others to help her, then she's really going to grow and she's really going to feel more balanced and supported in her relationships. So basically what you want to do is be aware of how this retrograde planet in your chart is here to grow in this lifetime, to do things differently and to do it with a higher level of consciousness. And this is really going to help you get out of some ruts. Now, I realize that all this information can come in and you understand it and you get it, but it's not simply talking the talk, it's walking the walk. And that means you're going to be given opportunities to show up differently in these areas of your life. So if your Mercury is retrograde in Leo, there could be a lot that you've held in or you've held back. You maybe didn't want to share. Maybe you didn't know always how to speak your mind or really share your own ideas. Maybe there is something within you that has been afraid of your own personal expression. Well, this is a lifetime for you to advance through that. Again, this could be very karmic. These energies with these retrograde planets really take on a whole story. And that's because you could feel like it's such a comfort zone. Like, you know this energy so well. This is really familiar. This is how you've always done things. It could be that you're busting through some blocks in this lifetime that are pivotal for you and that are going to help you correct some areas of your life or shift some energies permanently. It's going to help you also learn how to manifest in a new way, learn how to relate to other people in a new way. And all of this is going to be really important for what you're doing in this lifetime. Now, any planet in your natal chart can be retrograde, and it's very common for us to have retrograde planets. But a retrograde personal planet is often the most pivotal, simply because it's an energy you feel regularly. It's a part of your self-identity. It's part of how you've experienced life or how you've experienced relationships. So it has more energy around it. And I strongly recommend that you look at this part of your life and look at what has been on repeat. Look at what has been showing up for you as reoccurring lessons. What has kept coming around that maybe it's never worked well. Maybe there have been these areas that have been a lot of challenges or it's required a lot of healing. The retrograde planet is basically pointing at this energy in your chart. It's like saying right here, this is where it's time to look at this part of yourself because this is where you're going to change it in this lifetime if you want to, if you choose to, and to know that that is going to set you free. I mean, there can be a freedom here when these energies are truly acknowledged. When you really look at that Mars retrograde, that Mercury retrograde, that Venus retrograde, when you really honor it for what it's teaching you and showing you, it also connects you to your power and your choices. But it could be that it's been through various hardships that you finally have seen something. Retrograde planets are where we're meant to do something differently. after we see these reoccurring themes, after we understand our own patterns in the energies or where we're getting multiple lessons or multiple opportunities to learn something, the retrograde planet is also showing you where you can do things differently in this lifetime. And again, that's going to help set you free, move the energy, and also elevate it up to a higher consciousness. So to review, the way to work with these retrograde personal planets is you want to understand the expression of that astrological sign and how to move that expression of that astrological sign from a lower consciousness up to a higher consciousness. That's going to help that retrograde planet grow. Then you can look at the opposite astrological sign for balance, for strength, for objectivity, for another way to work with energy, for something that opens up and again balances the energy in a way that shows you there's other ways to do this and other ways to move through it. So I hope this has given you some good insights in how to work with these retrograde personal planets. Again, they are very important in a chart because they compose part of your self-identity, your life themes, your intentions, your personal needs, your relationship needs, and various other areas of life. But there's ways to work with these energies from a place of ownership, choice, and power. And I hope this has given you some good insights into how to do so. I will have another podcast episode for you on the other planets and what it means when they are in retrograde. And hopefully this helps you piece together more parts of your energy so that you can love and accept yourself for how you chose to show up in human form in this lifetime. Thank you so much for joining me. You can find out more about me and my current astrology courses and programs over at mollymccord.online, where I offer various astrology classes on different levels of understanding so that you can keep understanding yourself and keep growing. And then I also have my author website over at consciouscoolchic.com, and that's where you will find more about my 10 books, audiobooks, and spiritual teachings. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope this has been good information for you, and I will be back every Monday and Wednesday for another podcast episode, and I'll see you soon.